World Cup football in Brazil, less than a month away, and they've had some problems. They've had some problems with building the infrastructure required, and there's been some protests as well. Now, Kevin Robb is a journalist with The Lonely Planet, that particularly good travel publication. Wherever you're going, anywhere in the world, you've got to get The Lonely Planet that is relevant to that part of the world. And Kevin is based in Sao Paulo in Brazil and joins us now. Kevin, thanks for your time. Kevin, you there?
Guys, how you guys doing down there?
Yeah, good, buddy.
I'm here.
Yep, gotcha. Now, Kevin, there's been a lot of talk here in Australia about the fact that maybe some of this infrastructure is not going to be ready. There's been protests. Can you really tell us what is happening on the streets of the Brazilian cities?
Well, what you're hearing is true, and there's plenty of, well, not plenty, but the São Paulo venue and the Curitiba venue are definitely taking things down to the wire. I have no doubt they'll be finished or as close to finished as necessary to get things going. I have no doubt about that. But there have definitely been some protests. I mean, people in this really upset that there's been so much public spending and extravagant public spending. I mean, they built the second most expensive football stadium in the world in a city that has no professional football team. So it's that kind of extravagance that has ticked off a lot of the people here when, you know, they need infrastructure, they need better health care, they need better education. So it's a big problem, actually.
Do you think it will continue when the competition is actually underway, or by that stage will the authorities be well and truly on top of it?
I think it's going to continue, and I think it's going to get worse, except when Brazil is playing. When Brazil's playing, there's not going to be any protesting by Brazilians because the whole country will be transfixed by the national team. But I do envision things at least leading up to the kickoff on June 12th. I think things are going to get progressively worse.
Okay, because my understanding is the police force themselves, or at least many of the officers in the police force, have actually been part of the protest, so they'll be reticent to be involved in any put down of these angry outbursts.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of rumors. I mean, I live in São Paulo; it's a huge city. I haven't actually seen any of the protests about the World Cup in the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen protests about teacher salaries and things like this. There's a lot of different factions protesting at the moment, and not all of them are about the World Cup. But, yeah, I mean, you see rumors that police are involved and undercover police are inciting some of the violence in order to clamp down on the violence. I you know, who knows what to believe in that regard. I mean, what I've seen with my own eyes at the Confederations Cup last year and various protests since then, the majority of people are being very peaceful. You have a bit of a heavy-handed police force, which is, I think, a leftover from the military regime here that was in place for many years.
Okay.
And, you know, you don't know who to believe, but you see everything in the street. So,
Kevin, what about yourself? How long have you been in Brazil, or in particular the Sao Paulo area? Are you a long-time resident?
I've been here for 6 years, so I'm quasi-Paulistano, as they say in Portuguese.
and you feel comfortable living in that city?
Yeah, you know, it's a big monster of a city, but in terms of safety, I've never had any problems in São Paulo. There's nowhere I go that I don't feel safe. It's much different from Rio. In Rio, you feel like things could kick off at any moment, several places around town where tourists go.
Yeah.
But in São Paulo, you don't really have that feeling. I mean, there's a lot of crime in São Paulo, but it tends to be in the outskirts of town, not in the main parts of the city where most people hang out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see much of it, but I see it on the news. So it's almost as if you live in a war zone, but you can't hear any bombs because the city's too big.
Those stadiums you mentioned, you know, that are struggling to be completed on time, one of those is where Australia will play its matches, isn't it? Is that the chap?
I'm not sure about that, actually. I don't follow the soccer rules as much
right.
as you guys do, so you tell me.
Yeah, I think that's the case. I mean, I'm football, the round ball game is not my number one code, but I'm pretty sure that where the Australians will play at least some of their games was one of the stadiums being mentioned as far from completed, so we'll see how it goes.
It could be, but Brazil is not going to screw up the World Cup. I mean, it's just too ingrained in this society and this culture. You know, there's a joke amongst Brazilians that, you know, as soon as that ball kicks off on June 12th, they may be nailing that last nail in the stadium at that moment, but it will be nailed in at that moment.
Yeah.
And that is typical Brazil. They this is how things go here. They wait to the very last minute, and then there's a flurry of action, and then everything happens great. So I don't have no doubt that it will be a great cup. I think there's going to be a lot of protests, but I don't think there's going to be as much problems as some people are anticipating.
Okay. Do Brazilians generally feel that their team can maybe knock this championship off this year?
It's very interesting. Huh? Talking about the atmosphere leading up to the cup, I don't really find yet that people are very excited about this World Cup being in Brazil. And all of my Brazilian friends, they could not care less. I mean, they not care, and they don't want the cup, and they don't care. That will change the moment Brazil kicks off.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there was a joke, a comic strip that I saw, and it was a family, oh, where's our son? Oh, he's off protesting the World Cup. And then 6 months later, oh, where's our son? Oh, he's watching the Brazil match with his friends. And that's how it'll be. But most of the people I know that are excited and really amped up for this are our gringos living here. You know, I'm involved in the gringo community. There's a Facebook page which has about 3,500 of us, and that's where the excitement is really brewing. I don't see it amongst my Brazilian friends and in the streets yet, but maybe that will change once foreigners start arriving and we get closer.
Good on you. Thank you, gringo.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye-bye. It's Kevin Robb, of course. Kevin, an American now living in Brazil, in Sao Paulo, a writer and journalist with The Lonely Planet. And down south of the Mexican border, they call all Americans gringos. It's 5 to 7, news not far away.